He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou?
How readest thou? What is written and how readest thou? If you don't read it right, my friend, you're going to miss it. But now listen to how he answered him.
And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do.
You read it right. How readest thou? He told him how I read it. He said, You read that right. But now listen to the next verse. Read on.
But he willing to justify himself.
But he willing to justify himself. That is, he to take the pressure off of the obligation that Jesus had put on in love thy neighbor as thyself. He said, And who is my neighbor? In this Word of God, if you're a preacher or ever hope to be, you got to learn to read it right. And if you don't learn to read it right, then you need to go get somebody and say, Am I reading this right? This is what I see in this verse. How readest thou? How you read it? Now, that is not the text of this message. This is the building up of a message. Now, these things, you're supposed to have known that before you were ever called to preach. I want you to read for me 2 Timothy 2 and 1. Now, where did we come from, this ministry? Where did we come from? What did it say?
Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
Read on.
And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses.
And the things that thou have heard, do what?
The same commit thou to faithful men.
Give them to faithful men. You were supposed to have heard that when you were a saint. You were never supposed to have come up for license till you heard that. Till you were a faithful man. Commit this unto faithful men who shall what?
Who shall be able to teach others also.
Who shall be able to teach others also. Now, I don't doubt that a lot of men in this church right now that you have signed papers to move a problem out of your way. I believe that. They dog you so much. They hound you so much, so to speak. When am I going to get my license? When am I going to get to preach? Sign my papers? When do I get papers? Well, the best thing I know to do, if you got one like that, give him local license. Then turn him over to Brother Price. Give him to the board. Isn't that fair enough? But how many of you men actually, you don't hold up your hand, that really signed papers that you knew that fella couldn't even empty a wastebasket? But because of that continual dropping, and when do I get them? Somebody said, Brother Terry, I was the best. Somebody said that nobody else liked me. Well, the best thing to do then, I guess. Have you ever read What You Gotta Do to Qualify? I read that several times, Brother Terry, and you know that I've done it. Well, it says, commit this in the faithful men. Every problem that you ever have in Pentecost, after you become a preacher, if you have been a faithful man and been in church long, you've heard that subject preached on. And you were supposed to have obeyed it, lived by it, and proved yourself by it. Right? I need a right every now and then. I usually say, right, Mama? And what do you say? Right, Daddy. Well, I promise you, every one of you fellas' wives are not behind you like mine is me. All right, now, where did we come from? Where did you come from? I'll tell you where you're supposed to have come from, being a good listener, reading it right, and being faithful to a pastor. And when that pastor felt like it was time for you, he could see it, and the people could see it, that you were growing, that pastor recommended you to say, I believe, if you exercise this gift some. Start out in a Sunday school class. Start out in young people's. Prove yourself. I'll tell you, I believe I'll sign your papers. And now when the problems come up, you are already supposed to have heard that problem, been faithful with that problem, and you start running into problems, but you remember how your pastor handled those problems. Well, some people, I have to say, I've raised some preachers that were and some that were not. I've raised some that got out too quick. They will have problems, but little by little they're liable to make it yet. If it doesn't, Lord bless you, Brother Johnson. You have one of my boys. Don't you listen to me? Don't you lay everything he says to me. You heard that. He got out a little too quick. People pushed him a little too fast. And as much as I did, I helped him as much as I could. But not a novice left being lifted up, puffed up. And yet I believe he's going to make it yet. But the riding with spurs. That's right. Stay on him. Brother Urgent, while I'm at this, that same young man was at a conference you were. And he wanted to change the tithing system. You remember that? I don't know what you did for him. But you might ought to have said, son, you got out too quick. You got out too quick. Well, so much for that. You're not interested in just my problems, I'm sure. This is just... All right. We're going on. I'm going to preach something now so that you'll... I want 1 Timothy 5, 19 through 22. Now, bear with me. This is probably my only chance, and I just wait to... fail now. One time, my dad, I was hunting. He was teaching me to shoot. You shoot a shotgun. There were two birds. Hello, Bart. He said, "Son, you're shooting a full choke barrel. Pick one bird, and you'll get him." And I thought, well, if I shoot between those birds, I'll get them both. But that full choke barrel, when I pulled the trigger, they both flew off. I'd have done better if I'd have just put it on one target. And I'd have got one. But you know what he did when I got on? He said, "You tried to get them both. And you didn't get anything because you didn't listen to your daddy." Well, I learned that. I didn't forget it. That happened more than 50 years ago. What did it say?
Against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Them that sin, rebuke before all. That
I have never understood this in the United Pentecost Church, and you'll have to explain it to me. It says to rebuke them. Right? Now, this organization means slaughter. I mean the synonym for rebuke. Slaughter, butcher, quiet, the axe man, the pack. I don't understand that. You have to forgive me. Where we come up with some of our thinking on a word rebuke, when any Webster dictionary can answer that for you very simple. And I wish that you, I have great confidence in you. I loved your daddy. I have to love you.
Yes,
would you read me a scripture?
Yes, sir.
1 John 5:1.
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him.
I love your daddy.
Yes, sir.
I love you because of your daddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
If I would tell your dad, have you got a boy?
Yes, sir.
If I told you, Brother Kilgore, I love you, but I despise your boy, you know what you'd say? You could say, Brother Terry, you can just mark me off. Wouldn't you?
In my heart, I would.
In your heart. If you love the Father, you love His begotten.
Amen.
Hear what I said?
Yeah.
If you love the Father, you love His kids. Brother Urshan, I want to tell you something. I loved your daddy. I got him in the United Pentecostal Church. Didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
He come to my house, told me a meeting after the 45 conference, and I sit down and he told me lots of things. First place, he told me he didn't like my voice. And he tried to straighten it out, but I was too old. I loved him, and I love you, and I love you brats.
Sure.
Don't ever go around and tell a man you love him if you don't love his kids. Unless you want to hear, you can just forget me.
Yeah.
And if you tell Jesus you love him and say, I don't care for your kids, he said, he says, forget it. Forget it. You're going to love my children. You're going to be one and you're going to be a family and you're going to have a family name. And you're going to have family traits.
Amen.
I need some help. Hallelujah. Well, I've got to go on. I'm great on trying to tell you how it works. But I turn that way, not because it's the right way to keep this cord from getting mixed up. All right? Did you finish that?
Them that sin, rebuke before all, that others also may fear.
Them that sin. Now, it did not say what sin. Right? Right? Them that sin. Now I want to tell you, most of you are preachers in here, aren't you? I want to tell you, I'd hate to have you tell me, I'd hate to have every preacher in here tell me how many times since he's preached he has forgiven fornication or adultery in his church. You have, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Who's that, you?
Certainly.
Them that sin rebuke before all of us. Did you rebuke them?
Not before everybody.
No. Now let me tell you, I'm not accusing you of this. But if they were good tithe payers, you were even quieter than that. You're not careful. Hear what I said? I study Pentecost. I study you. When you preach, I listen to you preaching, but I'm on my other ear, I'm listening to that mistake you're going to make. I'm more apt to hear an error than I am the whole message. But that error, have I made one yet?
No, sir.
All right. If you get tired of it, if he belongs to a family, if you're not careful, you'll be a little respect of persons. Now, if you're not, God bless you, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God anyway, so you're caught on something else. If you're not caught on that. But that was one thing that I had to do. I had to forgive in those 40 years lots of fornication and lots of adultery. I felt bad. I sought after. I hunted. But you know what? I'm in the saving business. That New Testament is a book of instructions to straighten out people. Hear me? Keep them on the way. Don't nail them. Don't put them under your foot. Roll them over. You find that place that you have hope for that person. We get a lot of... There's a lot invested, Brother Kilgore, in a saint. Finding them in the road.
Right.
Teaching them from youth or any place.
Yes.
You pray for them.
Right.
You preach to them.
Yes.
You build messages for them. You break it down, A, B, C. You go into the primer with it almost.
Yes, sir.
And then when one gets up at a certain age and there's a mistake, you can lose it all in one minute if you're careful little by little. And by the patience, you can make a giant.
Amen.
But you have to do it that way. Now don't sit there like, oh, bless God, we have to clean a church in town. I'll tell you, I tell experiences. Your name comes in on this, you get caught. I had a friend of mine, I told him one time, I said, his preacher, another preacher there. I said, do you know what is attacking us seemingly is freaks in sex relations and actions. He got real cold and he said, we don't preach that here. Then I made the mistake. I said, if you don't preach it, you probably got some. He said, get out of my house and don't ever come back. That is over 11 years ago and I've never been back. What happened? Well, he just told me I was. But you know, it wasn't long till you know what happened? He had in his church the man that he put up almost the highest have daughters. That you know what he come up with? Sin. That's bad. You love him, brother Terry? Yeah, you love him. You gotta keep loving. You never quit loving. You never quit loving. But you say, well now, how can I pierce that heart? How can I get it to understand? And you know, I was a long way from home and didn't have my own car when he told me to hit the door. Boy, you. I didn't have to walk home. He didn't speak to me anymore. And I got home. But he that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he's pure. That's not going to cause me to stumble. And I'm not going to laugh at him because it happened to him. And neither am I going to rejoice. But I'll tell you, Brother Kilgore, you're noted as one of the best preachers in Pentecost. You already know that. You don't know what your wife told you. Well, I'll tell you then. But I want to tell you, my friend, you better have a forgiving heart.
Yes, sir.
And you better be gentle. Well, he's beautified you with that on your face. Right? I'll write the divide number. I pray for you men that sit on the board. The Bible said if a man be overtaken in a fault, the Bible said if they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God, that is, if that's their plans, if that's their living, they join Demas. But if they were overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, Don't send me any hatchet men. Don't send me any judges. I want Christ. This board's supposed to have the mind of Christ. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Brother Bryce, I do want to say this one thing. I very seldom ever get to see you. But you're a great presbyter. Not a presbyter, a great superintendent.
No, thank you.
You know who told me that last week?
No.
H.K. Duke. You know what he said you were? He said you're fair.
Yeah.
You can't hardly beat that, can you?
I don't know.
Well, look up the synonym for fair. Now. You know what, if you judge something that I don't believe, I don't have to be a partaker of your evil deeds. If you judge wrong. And I might not have an opportunity to say, but Christ will talk to you. I'm way down the ladder. I'd have to approach you and then I sit down. You may tell me to take another seat. That's prepared for somebody else. But I do want to say this. He said you're fair. If a man be overtaken in a fault, I believe that's about 6 verses from the works of the flesh. The last thing that David said to that Joab, you know what he said? You know what he said? I believe it was Joab. He said, remember the young men. You remember him saying it?
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm so glad I got old. You know why I'm glad I'm old? I don't have to fight as many devils I used to have to fight. And I'm not going to tell you all them. Hear me?
Yes, sir.
But I appreciate you and men like you that never have to fight him.
Who are you looking at?
Never tempted. And never have to pray, God, heal my mind.
My Lord.
You'll forgive me for that, won't you? Using you?
Oh, I'm glad for you to use.
The idea is, I said it was 10% that couldn't comprehend. I'm breaking it down to where they can comprehend.
Good.
You with me? Remember the young men.
Amen.
If a man be overtaken in fault. You know what Jesus said when he said you'll learn what that means? He said the sick need a physician. If a man is overtaken in a fault in this, he's sick.
Mm-hmm.
He needs a father.
Yes, sir.
He needs a father to talk to you. Come up here. I want you them to look at me while he talks to me. Some kids, bear it in mind, talk to me pretty rough. Tell me straighten up. And they give me one like this. Talk to me.
Straighten up, Brother Terry.
No, son.
Straighten up, son. You know, we still have the woodshed out in the back. I don't know how to talk rough, Brother Terry.
But you know how to say it, son. You missed it.
Yes, sir.
You brought a reproach on the family.
Yes, sir.
You've been a disgrace to your children, your mother, your wife, your daddy, everybody. But I got something for you.
Yes, sir.
Daddy, I want to preach like you.
Yes, sir.
I want to look like you. I want people to say, that's Kilgore's boy. That's Kilgore's boy.
Right.
I want to throw my head back. But I missed it, Daddy. But
yes,
I can't do that. But will you forgive me?
Yes, sir.
And you know I told it to the Lord and He forgave me. What are you going to do? He said, rebuke me. Does that mean kill me?
No.
Does that mean dispose of me?
No, sir.
Does that mean put me out with Oral Roberts?
No, sir.
Billy Graham?
No, sir.
That bunch up there in the... Oh, what is that bunch that got the whole Jesus name?
South Bend.
What?
South Bend.
You're going to put me out
south? No way.
You're going to make me go with a Mexican brother?
No, sir.
Daddy, I want you to be proud of me.
Yes, sir.
Will you?
Yes.
Now, will you want to, I know when I walk in, I'll see people whispering when I walk in. Dad, I know they're going to be talking about me. Will you still hold your head up, Dad?
Yes, I will.
Will you tell me to hold my head up?
Yes, I will.
I belong to the Father.
Right.
Hey, Johnny King, can I hold my head up?
Yes, sir. Hold it up.
Amen.
If you say you have not sinned, you make him a liar and the truth not in you. And I want to tell you another thing. If you never was tempted by a woman in your life, I don't know if you're all man. You might be a eunuch. Wait. You could be a eunuch being made my man. You could be a eunuch for the kingdom of God's sake. Or you could be a eunuch by birth. But if you're a man, you fight devils, don't you?
Yes, sir. I fight devils.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes.
Brother Kilgore, you forgive me, but if I thought you had one perfect man, biblical, I'm going to say, I've told my wife, Honey, have I let you know that there's nobody like Brother Kilgore? You know what you're doing?
You don't know me too well.
You know what you're doing? You are a converted sinner.
Amen.
And you live by grace.
By grace, every day.
Can you do what I preach tonight?
Yes, sir.
Do you have to go with the crowd?
No.
When you know the grace of God, have you got the internal spirit to say, hey, man, he didn't sin against me. He sinned against God. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take his testimony. I'm going to pray for him. And I'm going to claim to be spiritual enough to help restore him. Are you able?
I believe I am.
You know what the funny thing about it is? I believe you are. When I told that story about you getting the credit for what I did, I knew you didn't know anything about that.
Not a thing.
You know what you'd have said? We don't act. We don't do things like that. I believe that.
That's right.
So, I'm going to let y'all go. I got two more pages. But I want to thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'm counting on you. You're elected. Out there in the field. Listen to me. Bored. I don't care whether your wife listen or not. Bored. Out there in the field. They're waiting. They're looking. You're the pillars of this thing. Don't be so tough that you're going to carry a hatchet with you. Be spiritual enough to say, boy, girl, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to defy every one of them. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to help you get back on your feet. I'm going to help you hold your head up. Now listen, I'm sticking out my neck for you. Now don't let me down.
All right.
You won't let me down there, will you, son?
No, sir.
I'm counting on that. You won't let me down now, will you?
No, sir.
You won't let me down. Hey, you won't. Where'd that silver-haired daddy of mine go?
You gonna sing?
What are you going to? If you know what? If I had a song sung and I don't like it, you know why I don't? They make too much noise music that my ears can't hear the words.
All right.
But you know what I'd love to hear in the spirit? I can't guarantee you. Come in home. Come in home. Never more to roam. Open wide those arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. But I don't want to just come home to him. I'd want to come home to you. Could you stomach me? Could you stomach me?
Yes, sir.
Could you stomach me, Brother Pugh? I believe February the 12th, 1939, God had me going to preach this message. That sounds like predestination. And I was going to preach it, and you was going to sit there. Brother Price, you was going to sit there. And I was supposed to preach this message here. To tell you, brethren, it even told parents in telling them, don't discourage your children. Provoke not them to wrath. We're the children of God. You're the fathers. I'm a father with you, but I'm telling you about young people. I'm telling you about those out there. I'm writing you, fathers. I'm writing you. Young men, because you're strong, but you fathers, because you know you've come through that. I don't want to know how you come through. You know what I asked a board member? Listen, at the last, I at least asked two of them, at the last convention, these are national, international board members of the United States. They're here tonight, no doubt. I said, if you, your wife died, and you're going to marry, would you kiss that woman before you married her or not? You know what one of them said? He said, I'm afraid I would. You want to answer?
Go ahead.
Well, did you know if we saw you kissing a woman that you was going to marry the next day, you know what we'd do to you? Your name would be M-U-D.
No doubt.
And the hatchet men would be out on the grinding stone. You like me, both of you?
I do.
Good. What's your name, friend? What's your name? Wheatley. Brother Wheatley, well, you know you're easy to preach to. Was I on course tonight? Well, I won't know if I'm on course.
All right.
Well, the instrument board says I'm doing all right. Is that right? I don't have to worry then. Whoever invited me and whoever recommended me, I'm on this point. Then I'll let you have it. This is a very good point. I made it up. Mr. Do and Mr. Don't. These two are very opposite in everything they try. No matter what the task is, Mr. Do will see it done or die. These two are very opposite in every place they go. No matter how bad they need to, Mr. Don't will say no. These two are very opposite in everything they think. Afraid from the other's cup, they might be seen to drink. Oh, I don't want anybody to know I got this from you, Brother Kilgore, you know. Yeah, it all got to be original, you know. These two are very obstinate in everything they say. They know what's right. They just don't care to see the other make his day. These two are very obstinate in everything done. Will you both present your point and let us judge who won? Sometime we need do, and sometime we need don't. Could you think heads pray about it and give us what we need and not just what you want? You like that? I'm going to give you this book. I'll give you this book. Let me write my name on it. Now, somebody said that somebody poured me
that'll be a trick.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you helping me.
I love you, brother.
And I had some more. I like it. You like that? I love it. I had it sticking in my pocket. Oh, wait a minute. Can I say something? Peter!
Would you help your son?
Paul withstood Peter to the face, for he was to blame. Right?
Right.
He said, you be a Jew, and that's a man of Gentiles, not a Jew. Why are you trying to get the Gentiles to be Jews? You know what I say? If you're one, live and believe the Trinity is saved.
Right.
Why are you trying to get the Trinity?
Right.
That's all right. If I being a Jew, if that's a matter of the Gentile and not as a Jew, why are you trying to get the Jew to live like the Gentile? You could be a eunuch being made by man. You could be a eunuch for the kingdom of God's sake. Or you could be a eunuch by birth. But if you're a man, you fight devils, don't you?
Yes, sir. I fight devils.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes.
Brother Kilgore, you forgive me, but if I thought that one perfect man pinnacle, I'm going to say, go to brother, I told my wife, honey, am I let you know that there's nobody like Brother Kilgore? You know what you're doing?
You don't know me too well.
You know what you're doing? You are a converted sinner.
Amen.
And you live by grace.
By grace, every day.
Can you do what I preach tonight?
Yes, sir.
Do you have to go with the crowd?
No.
When you know the grace of God, have you got the internal spirit to say, hey, man, he didn't sin against me. He sinned against God. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take his testimony. I'm going to pray for him. And I'm going to claim to be spiritual enough to help restore him. Are you able?
I believe I am.
You know what the funny thing about it is? I believe you are. When I told that story about you getting the credit for what I did, I knew you didn't know anything about that.
Not a thing.
You know what you'd have said? We don't do things like that. I believe that.
That's right.
So I'm going to let y'all go. I got two more pages. But I want to thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'm counting on you. You're elected out there in the field. Listen to me. Bored. I don't care whether you're wise or listen or not. Bored. Out there in the field. They're waiting. They're looking. You're the pillars of this thing. Don't be so tough that you're going to carry a hatchet with you. be spiritual enough to say, boy, girl, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to defy every one of them. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to help you get back on your feet. I'm going to help you hold your head up. Now listen, I'm sticking out my neck for you. Now don't let me down.
All right.
You won't let me down there with you, son.
No, sir.
I'm counting on that.
Amen.
You won't let me down there with you.
No, sir.
You won't let me down.
Right here.
Hey, you won't. Where'd that silver-haired daddy of mine go?
You going to sing?
What are you going to do? If you know what? If I had a song sung and I don't like it, you know why I don't? They make too much noise music that my ears can't hear the words.
All right.
But you know what I'd love to hear in the spirit? I can't carry it to you. Come in home. Come in home. Never more to roam. Open wide those arms of love. Lord, I'm coming home. But I don't want to just come home to him. I'd want to come home to you. Could you stomach me? Could you stomach me?
Yes, sir.
Could you stomach me, Brother Pugh? I believe February the 12th, 1939, God had me going to preach this message.
Praise God.
That sounds like predestination. And I was going to preach it, and you was going to sit there. Brother Price, you was going to sit there. And I was supposed to preach this message here. To tell you, brethren, it even told parents in telling them, don't discourage your children. Provoke not unto wrath. We're the children of God. You're the father. I'm a father with you, but I'm telling you about young people. I'm telling you about I'm writing you, Father, because you're strong, but you're father because you know. You've come through that. I don't want to know how you come through. You know what I asked a board member? Listen, at the last, I asked two of them. At the last convention, these are national, international board members of the United States. They're here tonight, no doubt. I said, if you, your wife died, and you're going to marry, would you kiss that woman before you married her or not? You know what one of them said? He said, I'm afraid I would. You want to answer?
Go ahead.
Well, did you know if we saw you kissing a woman that you were going to marry the next day? You know what we'd do to you? Your name would be M-U-D.
No doubt.
And the hatchet men would be out on the grinding stone. You like me, Brother Butte?
I do.
Good. What's your name, friend? What's your name?
Wheatley.
Brother Wheatley, well, you know you're easy to preach to. Was I on course tonight? Well, I don't know if I'm on course.
All right.
Well, the instrument board says I'm doing all right. Is that right? I don't have to worry then. Whoever invited me and whoever recommended me, I want to read a poem.
Then I'll let you have it. Listen, this is a very good book. I made it up.
Mr. Do and Mr. Don't. These two are very opposite in everything they try. No matter what the task is, Mr. Do will see it done or die. These two are very opposite in every place they go. No matter how bad they need to, Mr. Don't will say no. These two are very opposite in everything they think. Afraid from the other's cup, they might be seen to drink. Oh, I don't want anybody to know I got this from you, Brother Kilgore. You know. It all got to be original, you know. These two are very optional in everything they say. They know what's right. They just don't care to see the other make his day. These two are very optional in everything done. Will you both present your point and let us judge who won? Sometime we need do and sometime we need don't. Could you thick heads pray about it and give us what we need and not just what you want? You like that? I'm going to give you this book. Let me write my name on this. Now, somebody said that some of these poems need censorship.
You
like that? I love them. I never had a stick of them in my pocket. Oh, wait a minute. Can I say something? Can I?
Peter! Would you help
yourself? Paul wished Peter to the face, for he was to blame. Right?
Right.
He said, you did it too, that's the message of Gentiles, not a dispute. Why are you trying to get this? You know what that means? If you're one, live in Trinity is the same.
Right.
Why are you trying to get the Trinity to be one?
Appreciate hearing from an elder who has been steady and has kept many in the United Pentecostal Church from leaving because he was steady and faithful. And he deserves it. That's right. And I appreciate it. And I want to say that I've been hearing preaching for all of my life. Not sermonettes, but sermons. And I have never heard a sermon in all of my life that made me mad. And I've heard a lot of them that made me uncomfortable. And some of the things that was preached here tonight made me uncomfortable. But I feel good in my spirit about it. And I feel like I'd like to say in front of all of you that I would like to apologize to Brother Terry for taking the credit for my church being the first one in the United Pentecost Church to take on all the missionaries. I've said it to General Conference, and I've told my church that many times. And only last night I found out that Brother Terry was the first one. And I apologize, and I'm very glad that my elder was the first one to take on all the missionaries. And I wanted to say that to you publicly.
I love you.
And I'll tell my church that too. I love our elders, and where would we be as a United Pentecostal Church if we hadn't had our elders through the years? And I just want to say, Brother Terry, I love you, and I appreciate this. Brother Gershon.
Jesus has the table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supply. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Welcome and dine, the master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. Praise him. Will you praise him? Thank the Lord. We thank your precious name. Praise God. Praise God. I think it's been time well spent. I'll never forget what Brother Witherspoon said when he first met Brother Ike Terry. He said, we have unique men in this movement. This is one of the most unique. I'll never forget what my dad said when he first met Brother Terry. He said he loves righteousness. And then when Brother A.T. Morgan, it was a very interesting thing that happened. There was a misunderstanding. Somebody had misquoted Brother Terry to Brother Morgan. And when he did come to shake hands with Brother Morgan that night, Brother Morgan was quite disturbed, and he let Brother Terry know and know it in certain terms. And I said, Brother Morgan, this man is not the man you think he is. And you need to go and visit him and be in his church and be in his home, and you will understand the man. They became very fast friends. Very, very fast friends. Brother Morgan was a big enough man to go to his home and tell him, I should not have talked to you the way I did. I thank God for people of that kind of character. They're like the Father. They forgive and they become fast friends. In this Pentecostal movement, we have numerous people, all kinds of personalities. I don't think that every personality fits in every niche, in every corner. But God has given us a very, very unique ministry in this United Pentecostal Church. I love them all. I think it's like Brother Terry said, and he said it the way most of us would say it, but don't say it. He said, it's hard to stomach some of them, but praise God for them all. And I don't mean to say that to say that this is something that's a difficult thing. I think we understand that in regard to the preaching of the Word of God, if we cannot receive it or hear it and listen to it without offense, we need prayer. We really need prayer. I think we were taught some lessons on mercy tonight. How many believe we were taught some lessons on mercy? I would hate to be judged by unmerciful men who had no understanding or experience in dispensing mercy. I would hate to be the man that judged so-called hard and so-called, as Brother Terry puts it, as a hatchet man, and be in his shoes when the table turns. It does turn. It does turn. And we've lived in long enough time to watch it turn. We've seen it over and over again. And we shy from the seriousness of what could be a faulty judgment because of some feeling and in our heart, maybe, perhaps, a personal feeling that we can't handle. We don't belong in a judgment seat if we have feelings against people and use our authority to judge. Thank God for a man that can sit down and talk to us, especially in this son and father dialogue, which is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Things he was talking about in relationship to God Almighty really makes us think it over and over and over again. We'll think about it a long time. I know you will. I don't think you'll ever forget it. You'll forget how long you stayed. But there was a lot of things said to glorify God. Brethren, those of us who are representing this, going to be representing the district on the executive board, meet in the boardroom right next to my office, and we'll get this cared for tonight. We'll meet in the morning at 9 o'clock to continue our agenda. Let's sing again. Jesus has the table spread where the saints of God are.